VOA News. President Trump says he misspoke when he said in Helsinki that he doesn't see why Russia would have interfered in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Associated Press correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
This is what President Trump actually said at the news conference in Helsinki on Monday.
My people came to me, Dan Coats came to me and some others. They said they think it's Russia. I have President Putin. He just said it's not Russia. I will say this. I don't see any reason why it would be.
And here's today's clarification.
The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why I wouldn't. Or why it wouldn't be Russia.
He added that he accepts the American intelligence community's conclusion that Russia interfered in the election, but he did deny that his campaign had colluded in that effort. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Taliban insurgents have attacked police checkpoints in southern Kandahar province, killing at least 9 and wounding 7. 25 Taliban were killed, 15 wounded. Kandahar is close to the border with Pakistan. It's one of the more violent districts in Afghanistan. Dozens of Syrian civilians carrying white flags gingerly approached the Israeli border along the Golan Heights Tuesday in an apparent appeal for protection from Russian and Syrian airstrikes. Syrian forces have launched an operation to take back the last parts of the southwest still in rebel hands, with about 160,000 people stuck in the middle. But an Israeli soldier shouted at them in Arabic through a loudspeaker, "You are on the border of the State of Israel. Go back. We don't want to hurt you. Go back before something bad happens. If you want us to be able to help you, go back." This is VOA News. The European Union and Japan have signed a new free trade deal that creates the world's largest open economic zone. It covers a third of the global economy. European Council President Donald Tusk says the deal aims to shine a light in the increasing darkness of international politics.
We are sending a clear message that you can count on us. We are predictable, both Japan and the EU. Predictable, responsible, and will continue defending a world order based on rules, on freedom, on transparency, and common sense.
The deal was signed Tuesday in Tokyo. It's the largest ever negotiated by the 28-member European bloc. The UN Human Rights Office accusing Nicaragua of extreme violence against peaceful protesters, resulting in many deaths, injuries, and gross violations of human rights. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the agency's headquarters in Geneva.
During the past 3 months, the UN Human Rights Office